So there was this father who has a little daughter. He asked her to put together like a puzzle of a world map, you know, just to put those countries in place with that puzzle. And that's this little girl did it quickly and nicely and brought it back to her father and showed him, you know, the puzzle is now put together and looks good for her. And the father was amazed, and he asked her, how nicely and how quickly you did this assignment. And her response was, on the other side of that puzzle, world map, there was a big picture that she follows. And that picture was the picture of Jesus, was on the other side of the map. And she said it was easy for her to follow, you know, where Jesus' image is, and then, you know, did what she needed to do. And she said, when we have Jesus on the right place of our world, everything is going to be all right. When we have Jesus as a roadmap, as the blueprint of life, it is much easier to follow those dots and put together the scattered things that affect our life. So Jesus was her blueprint, her example to put together the pieces. And that's what we read from the gospel. Today, as we heard, Jesus asked his disciples to go to the other side of the sea. And the sea was raging, the storm was there, it was a terrifying scene. It was really very challenging time for them. But what is more challenging for them was the Jesus on the other side. The Jesus they haven't encountered yet. It's a different kind of revelation, self-revelation of Jesus. Him walking on the sea, on the water, was a frightening scene. And of course, the storm was as scary as it can get, but more than the storm, now they see the ghost. They never ever comprehend Jesus that way. They never expected Jesus to reveal himself in that way. So they were terrified. They cried. They cried. And in that moment, Jesus came and said, take courage. It is I. Do not be afraid. So that's a message for us today, because we went through this pandemic. And it's a different experience, but what sometimes quite challenging for us is to comprehend how God is involved in all these things that are happening in our world. The maps are all over. Those are scattered, you know, things around us. It's hard for us to put together. Unless we have Jesus who is on the other side, who has his different, unique self-revelation. It's beyond understanding, beyond our comprehension. He walks in the middle of the storm and on the storm and reveals himself to us. The question is not only just for us how to engage the challenge or the storm around us, but how do you understand your Jesus in the midst of all these things? So Jesus is there. Time flies, but take courage. Do not be afraid. Jesus is the pilot of your life. He is the pilot. In the early service, we had a hymn that says, the Savior is the pilot. Everything flies, including our days. It flies, but we know who is in charge. And he is unique. He has new mercies always for us to experience. So embrace that Jesus who revealed himself in a way that will push our understanding and bring us to a place where we will continue to be humble. We can understand certain things about our Christian life, but there is one area that always continues to amaze us and compel us to be learners, which is the face of our Savior. We cannot have enough of Jesus in our life, especially when you go through some difficult moments in life. He is unique, he is different, and he comes to you in a way that you won't expect. But embrace that newness, that unique revelation. And I think one of the things that we learn from whatever things are happening in our world would be that uniqueness, newness of your Savior and the way he reveals himself, so that your faith can grow. He wants us to rely on him, on his new presence. He is new, and he has new blessings and mercies for you and for us to be humble and always learn from him. Those disciples, they were crying when they saw all these things, and especially the ghost. But when Jesus came and joined them on the boat, and when they saw the storm is ceased, they were utterly astounded. And for the first time, according to the Gospel of Matthew, for the first time, they worshipped him, proclaiming that, truly, you are the Son of God. They never had that revelation before, until they experienced Jesus in a different way. So God is not really doing something dramatic just to make the world a fun place for heaven to laugh at. But God is doing something intentional to grow our faith. We are not in charge. The church is not in charge. The scientists are not in charge. The president is not in charge. He is in charge. So we are in that place that we humbly surrender and pick the flag of heaven and salute it, proclaiming that it's only Jesus, it's only God who has the final say for our life, for the church's life. For us to rely on him as the unique God. Because when he says, it is I, there is no other gods. That's a unique place. It's like there is no even number two, number three, number four gods, because it is only number one, but is so different that no one will even approach. There is no second, third for him. He is different. It is I. He is matchless. We cannot compare him with anything, anyone. So he wants to introduce himself that way for you. Pandemic, racial division, conflicts, all those things happening in our world, in our nation, are the path for us to see how God reveals himself to you. So we don't want to waste our time by not learning from our God who wants to be revealed this way. So grasp those things, you know, okay, Jesus is still in charge in a new way. So this president, I think Thomas Jefferson, this nation knows this guy very well, sent some people to the western part of the country. Those days, you know, this land needs to be put together, you know, the puzzle. So he was trying to find a way a river or, you know, any water that can link the eastern and midwest part of the country to the western shore. So this crew took this Mississippi River, but they were able to go to up to the Rocky Mountains area in Colorado and those Utah places, you know. But once they got there, they could not continue, and they could not find that river or any channel to connect them with Pacific Ocean in the west. So they are stuck now. Some of them were saying, okay, the canoes brought us this far, so let us use the same canoe to go back and report back to the president that, you know, we've gone that far, but after that, Mississippi River cannot carry us. That's it. But some of them said, okay, the canoe brought us this far. The following would be those Rocky Mountains. So let this canoe be put to rest here. Goodbye. And let's try to hike. We cannot climb the mountain with canoes, of course, right? Actually, you guys get to read this book if you get a chance. Canoeing the Mountains. You know, that's where full description is. So you cannot do those things. But some people attempt because they get used to the canoe. They have hard time to let go, you know, the canoe. So they want to climb the mountain with that thing. No, you can't do that. So they had to rely on some villagers, you know, the American Indians, to teach them how to hike so that they can get to the other side of the nation. And those Indians helped them. They know how to hike because they lived there for ages. And by relying on them, of course, they were able to get to the Pacific Ocean and brought back the news that we can put together the United States of America. There is a link. You can go by water to certain areas, but after that there will be these mountains. We can climb those mountains and put the nation together for the message. So the church is now with that canoe now. What do we do with the canoe? Is a question. I think we need to glorify this canoe and say, you know, we have got enough of you. And follow the next move of God in your life. Whether in the water or the storm or the mountains, there is one constant, amazing guide you have. Time flies like airplane, but we know who the pilot is, Jesus. He doesn't even need a co-pilot. You just fly with him. Amen? Fly with him. So this is the journey that will be completely led by the unique God, our Savior, and he will bring us to the other side so that we can serve him and his people in a unique way. This is my prayer for this congregation, to explore the newness of God in this new time so that we can serve the people on the other side. Because that's what the disciples did. Okay, now this new revelation. An unexpected revelation of Jesus is there, and they embraced him in that canoe, but they stopped really worshiping the canoe. They said, Jesus is Lord, we worship him, and when the time comes, when they get to the shore, goodbye, our dear friend, and they left the canoe, or, you know, their boat, and went to the people who were in need of the Savior and his healing power. And Jesus performed many miracles on the other side. And the disciples were assisting. So all these things happen so that their faith can grow. Jesus is not interested with, you know, all these dramatic things. But his focus is for our faith not to be confined in one place, but to continue to grow in a different way. May God help us to march forward under the leadership of His Son, Jesus Christ, so that we can bless His people and His kingdom for His glory. And the people of God say,
Amen.
Amen.